Kenneth Lay, the former chairman and CEO of Enron, has agreed to appear before Congress next week. That's according to the chair of the House Financial Services Committee, which has asked Lay to show up on February 14th. But many lawmakers say they expect Lay, if he does appear, to exercise his constitutional right not to incriminate himself. Meanwhile, a Senate committee heard today from current and former Enron employees about why so many Enron employees lost so much of their retirement savings. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
The Senate Governmental Affairs Committee first heard from a former Enron employee. Deborah Parada worked as a senior administrative assistant for almost 3 years. She was laid off when the company went bankrupt in early December.
My layoff and loss of 401k came at a time when my oldest daughter was preparing for her wedding in September 2002. As a mother, this is something I always dreamt of doing for my daughter. Today, that burden has fallen on her shoulders.
Parada told the senators she loved working for Enron and trusted Enron executives who promoted the stock through till the end.
When Enron told us its business was sound and its stock was to go up, we believed them. We put our money in the company's stock in good faith, and Enron's leadership and government let us down.
Parada received $4,500 in severance. She says that's a small fraction of what company policy promised. Senators next heard from two people still employed in Enron's human resources department, one who had received a bonus of over $20,000 to stay on after the bankruptcy. The company set aside more than $100 million to convince people to stay on last December. That discrepancy was just one thing lawmakers found outrageous. Another was that Enron employees weren't allowed to make any changes to their retirement portfolio over several weeks last fall, while Enron's stock plunged 30%. Executives were still allowed to exercise stock options. Enron benefits manager Mickey Rath said 401k accounts were suspended while the company changed administrators to serve employees better. Democrat Richard Durbin expressed disbelief.
How could you think you were doing the employees a favor by locking them out of a market when your stock is plummeting in the name of providing them more service so they could sell their worthless shares afterwards?
I think we had difficulty knowing what the stock price was really going to do at the end of the 12
days. See this chart over here? Is this a trend line? It looks like one to me.
Congress is now considering a proposal that during any such lockout periods, no employee or executive could sell any company stock. Lawmakers are also looking at a bill that would force individuals to diversify 401k retirement holdings. Enron required employees to keep stock that was contributed specifically for retirement until they were 50 years old. President Bush wants to cut that back to a 3-year maximum. A Democratic bill would allow sales after 90 days and cap 401k holdings at 20% of the employer's stock. But benefits manager Rath says that type of limit would constrain individual choices.
I certainly have a personal bias that I would not like to see that freedom removed from the rights of participants, but it's a difficult thing to communicate diversity, and it's still another thing to actually force someone's hand.
Lawmakers are looking for who to blame for Enron's collapse. Ken Lay delayed his appearance before Congress for at least a week. But at a House hearing today, Joseph Berardino, head of Enron's former auditor, Arthur Anderson, faced the wrath of Democrat Gary Ackerman.
You're the captain of the ship. I mean, how do you let this happen, Captain?
Congressman, we are still getting facts. You want me to give you conclusions without all the facts?
How long have you been the auditors of this company, and how long have you been their consultants?
Our firm has been the auditor since, I think, the mid-'80s.
Since the mid-'80s, and now you're just getting the facts.
Would-be pension reformers in Congress also want facts and want employees to get better, more independent financial advice. Companies say they'd like to offer that as a benefit, but they say they're afraid of potential liability. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.